2005 French Open Rafael Nadal beats Mariano Puerta 67, 76, 63, 61, 75 in M-, the one that started it all. Nadal came in as an 18-year-old left-hander on the rise, with a huge topspin forehand and expectations to match. He won all three clay court led-up tournaments, in Monte Carlo, Barcelona and Rome, and there was a buzz growing around Nadal as he took to court in a sleeveless shirt, prowling like a young matador. He blasted through the draw, taking out Richard Gasquet, Sebastian Grosjean and David Ferrer. But the real test came in the semi-final against world number one Roger Federer. It was Nadal's 19th birthday and he won 63, 46, 64, 63.2008 Wimbledon. Nadal beats Federer 64, 64, 67, 75, 67, 108, 97 and M-, a match that is widely remembered as one of the greatest contests of all time, went to Nadal after an incredible 4 hours, 48 minutes. Scheduled for a 2 p.m. start, the final began late because of rain, had two more rain delays, and ended in bad with the Hawkeye line calling system not working. Federer clawed back a 2-set deficit and saved 2 match points in the fourth. The quality of tennis was brilliant before Federer finally erred, finding the net at 9:21 p.m., and 2013 US Open Nadal beats Djokovic 62, 36, 64, 61 in M-. Nadal had 7 months out to rest his creaking, injured knees, missing the 2012 US Open and 2013 Australian Open. However, he still took the world of tennis by storm on his return. The Spaniard won 60 out of 64 matches, 22 of them on hard courts not thought to favor the and LS Quo, King of Clay, lifted 10 titles, 2 of them Grand Slams, French Open, US Open, and registered his 6th win over Djokovic in 7 matches. One rally lasted for 54 shots as Nadal won in 3 hours and 21 minutes. Nadal did well to get back at Djokovic, who had beaten him in 2012 Australian Open final.